This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club saying thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. In this episode, which is entitled Opie's Fortune, by the way, this episode aired on November 16, 1964, was written by Ben Jolson and Art Bear and was directed by Kobe Ruskin. We find that Opie is going to get rich quick in this episode. Let's start from the very beginning. This episode opens with Barney and Andy sharing a newspaper in the courthouse and talking gossip. And it's one of my fun things I like about the Andy Griffith Show is the guys sitting around talking about gossip. They always have some interesting conversations. Again, the writing on the show, as everyone knows who's probably listening to this, is just absolutely excellent. And we learned that Barney is dating around on Thelma Lou again, this time with a young lady named Phoebe. And again, it's amazing how much Barney gets around. But I'll tell you a couple of interesting things about Phoebe. You know, she operated a beauty salon that we learned in this episode. And Barney mentions that he took Phoebe to the Blue View. And the Blue View is the real name of the first motel in the actual Mount Airy, North Carolina, where Andy Griffith grew up. They also, when they're talking about and gossiping a little bit, they mention the name of Limley Gilbert. You know, Jim Nabors appeared on the Andy Griffith Show and then later on went up to his own show, Gomer Pyle USMC. Believe it or not, in Gomer Pyle USMC, Gomer actually had a dog that he named Limley Gilbert. So that was sort of interesting there. So again, some little background information here. But getting back to the episode, as they're talking about the gossip, I love how Barney gets aggravated at Andy. And again, I've said this before, but Andy's smile is just contagious. I love to see Andy smile. So the next scene, we see Opie's coming down a dirt road, and he comes upon a change purse, opens it up, and finds $50 in there. He gets real excited, runs to the courthouse, and he goes in to tell Andy what he's done, and Barney, of course, is there. And so they talk about the situation, and Andy says Opie has to give the original owner 1 week to recognize that the money's lost and to come back and collect it. And 1 week will be the next Wednesday at 3 p.m. So the next scene, we see the tailors at the dinner table. Opie's eating really fast. Again, he's, according to Andy, he's trying to eat fast so Wednesday will get there quicker, his excitement. As they're at the dinner table, Barney comes in. And one of the things I want you to notice about the writing for Barney Fife, a lot of times his actions and dialogue are portrayed in a childlike manner. And what I mean by that is a lot of times, and there's even an episode where Andy asks Opie what he would do and to get an idea of what Barney would do. So again, they portray Barney in a childlike manner. In this episode, it happens a couple times. We see Barney get just as excited about Opie finding the money, and actually Barney's trying to help Opie decide where to spend the money before the 1 week is up. So again, I think that's a fun little thing that they do with Barney throughout the Andy Griffith Show. The next scene, we see Opie goes window shopping, and again, looking around in stores and trying to decide what he wants to get, which would be an exciting thing to do. The next scene, we see Opie's in bed, and he's still trying to figure out how much money he's going to have and what he can buy and all that kind of stuff. But again, he's still very excited, having trouble go to sleep. Well, the next scene, the big day is here. We see all three in the courthouse, Andy, Opie, and Barney. And they're waiting for 3 o'clock. And again, notice how Barney is just as excited as Opie. And finally, 3 o'clock gets here and they celebrate. And Andy gives Opie the $50 and then gives him a nice little father-son talk about spend some, save some. And of course, Opie wants to spend most of it and save very little. And Andy wins out on that conversation by getting Opie to save most of it and only spend about $10. So again, Opie walks out excited, and Andy and everybody's sort of glad the whole week's over because said Opie's been sort of bothering him all week long because of his excitement. And then Barney picks up the newspaper again and starts reading, and all of a sudden you see the look on Barney's face, and he finds out that in the lost and found section, a gentleman by the name of Parnell Rigsby has lost $50. And so now they're in a little bit of a situation. They've already given Opie the money, but someone has actually reported the lost and found. And here we hear that the newspaper doesn't come out every day because Barney complains that if they had a daily newspaper, they would have found out about this a little bit sooner. So Opie comes back into the courthouse a little bit later after trying to decide what he wants to spend the money on, and Andy and Barney just don't have the heart to tell Opie about Mr. Rigsby. And Barney gets so caught up in the way Andy's handling this, he gets upset, has to leave the room. He actually has to do that twice in this episode because, you know, he's so touched by the way Andy handles Opie. So the next scene, we see that Opie comes into the courthouse to show everybody his new fiberglass fishing rod and reel, and no one's there, so he's playing around with the rod and reel, and all of a sudden, Parnell Rigsby walks in and tells Opie that he lost $50. And I love the look on Opie's face when he realizes that he spent someone else's money. He looks really stunned there, but he doesn't know what to say. And again, think about you're that age, you just spent somebody else's money. Would you really fess up right then saying, I just spent your money on a rod and reel? You had to, you know, think about it a little bit. So the next scene, we see that Andy and Barney are out at the Rigsby's house and they're returning the money. Of course, Andy has put his own money in there to give Parnell Rigsby his money back. And then in their discussion, Parnell tells Andy that he saw a kid in the courthouse with a new fishing rod and mentioned about the money, but Parnell says the kid didn't know nothing about it. Now, and again, what happened here, Parnell really said something that wasn't true because he just assumed Opie didn't know anything about it because he didn't say anything, but Opie was too stunned. So when Andy hears this, he gets really upset. And again, watch Barney go into his mode of trying to protect Opie. And they go home, and Andy goes in the house looking for Opie, and he's not there. He goes upstairs and sees the piggy bank's all broken up, and money's out. And so he just assumes that Opie's on, and he uses this term, a spending spree. So Andy goes looking for Opie. He finds him in the store, and before giving Opie a chance to explain, grabs Opie, takes him to the courthouse, and begins to chew him out because he thinks Opie has spent someone else's money, knowing that it was somebody else's money. Until Opie explains to him that he wasn't spending any more money. He was returning the rod and reel, and then he hands $50 back to Andy. And I'll be honest with you, every time, and even thinking about it right now, every time I watch this episode, I almost tear up because it's so touching to think that Opie would do the right thing, which we would expect, but doing the right thing is just it's a great way to have this episode come to a near end. So again, I love the way that Andy gets very proud of Opie and this and the final scene and realizes what a good boy that Opie is. And in the final scene, we see in the courthouse that Andy has gone and bought the fishing rod back for Opie, sort of a reward for being so honest and being a good kid. And the episode ends again with Andy picking on Barney about Phoebe, and he's making Barney believe that he went up and saw Phoebe. And we know Andy's making all this up just to aggravate Barney. So, again, another very good episode. Again, the virtuosity of Opie and just the goodness of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, for the trivia question, if you pay attention to this episode, you'll know the answer to this trivia question. But when Andy gives the money to Opie, he calls him by a nickname. What was that nickname? Again, when Andy gives Opie the money, the $50 that he found, after waiting a week, he calls Opie a nickname. What was that nickname? If you think you know the answer to that question, feel free to email me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com. And I'll respond and let you know if you got the answer correct or not. If you want to just go to my website, burkeonmayberry.com, you can look there. And beside the episode name, Opie's Fortune, you'll see in parentheses the nickname that Andy called Opie. Again, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We all love the Andy Griffith Show, and we're so glad that it's on the air so many years after the original series went off there, so we can continue to enjoy it. And there's so many different ways to watch it, not only on the various channels, but Netflix, which is a great way to do it. And I'm not doing this as a promotion to Netflix. I'm just saying my wife and I watch on Netflix quite a bit, and we enjoy watching all the episodes there. If you have any comments or questions, don't hesitate to contact me at burke@imayberry.com. And as always, thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry. My best to you and yours.